don't we officially start the Technical Advisory Committee meeting? First meeting of the year. And so first item of on the agenda would be the approval of the minutes. So hopefully everybody's had an opportunity to review the minutes prior to.
I had.
And are there any corrections and or additions to the minutes?
And I had Dwayne put print out a big check.
Okay, so. Okay, we're asking, are there any corrections and or additions to the minutes? Okay, if so, I'm asking, Carrie, do you want us to have a roll call vote?
Yes, actually, I need a roll call so that we have people that are present.
For a quorum.
And okay. I have a list of everyone that I'm gonna go ahead and call. And then the people, whenever I call your name, if you can say what organization you're with, that would be great. So we have Matt Bullock with NDOT is here present. Jeff Whitaker. I just saw him on.
With Lockmuller Group?
With Lockmuller. Kelly Mitchell?
Yes, with SERS.
Okay. Nate Hahn?
With the airport.
Khalil? I know Khalil's with NDOT.
Mm-hmm.
Lori Van Hook?
Trails Coalition?
Sean Hayden? Nick Hall.
KYTC.
Luke Hill. I think he's with Bike Evansville. Troy Arnold.
NDOT.
Angie Higgins.
She's for sales.
Doug Boom.
City of Henderson.
Audrey Howder.
NDOT.
Ian Nesbitt. And Greg Wathen.
Yes.
Is there
any Development Coalition of Southwest Indiana?
Okay. Is there anybody that's on that I didn't get recorded?
It's Rick Wilson from Met.
Okay. Oh, thanks, Rick.
John Petkosic from David Matthews Associates. I got on right when you were kind of middle of it.
Okay. Thanks. Have you down.
Laura Phillippe with Lockmuller is on also.
Okay. Okay, I think we have everyone. And then when you do the minutes, if you can say your name if you make the motion or if you second. We don't need the whole listing.
And then Carrie, do you need a roll call vote for this or is just an acclamation or do you tell me?
An acclamation.
Okay. So welcome everyone once again. Sorry about, it's beginning of the year. I should be accustomed to all this technology, but apparently I'm not. So that's the way of the world. The first action we need to approve is approval of the minutes. So are there any corrections and or additions to the minutes that anybody has read and seen? If not, we would entertain a motion for approval.
Nate with the motion.
Nate Hahn with the motion. Is there a second?
John Petkosic, second.
John Pet, COVID.
John P, second.
John P, thanks. Thanks, John. You know what? It must be cold something. I don't know. I need to get better false teeth. I used to say I get them from Sears. So, okay. If there are no and or any additional corrections, would signify by saying aye for approval?
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone in opposition? If not, that is approved. So next up is for a we actually have an approval, and this will be Pam taking us through the 2020-2024 TIP amendment. Pam?
I think first we'll go through the project update.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It is the project update. Sorry. That's my bad. I didn't see the old business there. That's my bad. I'm looking at it. Please.
All right, we'll start with the City of Evansville projects. Covert Avenue, which is from US 41 to I-69. Work from Green River Road to I-69 is complete. Construction from Van Avenue to Green River Road is ongoing. All sidewalks and curb ramps on the south side of the roadway between Green River Road and Van are complete, and work continues on the north side. Walnut Street Project Phase 1, which is from US 41 to Weinbach. Pavement has been installed between Rotherwood Avenue and Lodge Avenue. Forming and pouring of the sidewalk and multi-use path is ongoing. Walnut Street Phase 2, which is from Weinbach Avenue to Van Avenue. Offers for all parcels will be out to the owners by the 19th of January. Walnut Street Phase 3, which is Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to US 41. Early coordination documents were distributed in November of last year. The project has received confirmation of no adverse effect, and final consulting party comment review period has ended. Washington Avenue from 2nd Street to Parrot. The project is complete, with the exception of the automated control panels for the green infrastructure. The roadway was opened to traffic on December 18th of last year. Moving to the Vanderburgh County projects, Franklin Street Bridge over Pigeon Creek. Right-of-way services activities have started. Oak Hill Road from Eastwood Drive to Millersburg Road. Stage 2 plans were submitted to the county in December of 2020. Moving on to the Wark County projects, Bell Road from High Point Drive to Telephone Road. Oak Grove Road to High Point Drive has been constructed up to the asphalt binder, and temporary striping was put into place, and that section was open for winter traffic. Utility relocation is ongoing, and storm sewer installation to begin this month north of Oak Grove. And then the Wark Trail Safe Routes to School project. Right-of-way acquisition is complete, and the project was moved to the February of 2021 letting. Moving on to the Kentucky projects. In the City of Henderson, Wathen Lane from US 60 to the city limits. Utility coordination was completed in December of last year, and the final design is expected to be received in February of this year. The request to begin right-of-way acquisition will follow the final design plans. And Watson Lane from Sunset Lane to Green River Road. The federal authorization for the next phase of the design has been received.
All right, for the NDOT projects, R39921, that's the Lloyd and Epworth. Met with commissioners to discuss the project, and we expect a decision by the middle of February. B42109, that's US 41 over Eagle Creek and US 41 over Diamond. We're looking into the project timing. We want to minimize the impact of the public since the truss bridge there to the north of Diamond will be replaced next summer. So we're trying to eliminate some extra delay there. R40551, that's State Road 62. Geotech reports approved at the end of December. Looking into adding tree removal to a maintenance contract. R42287, that's State Road 62 from Rosenberger out west. Traffic analysis is in for review, working towards stakeholder meeting in late January, early February. Preparing a change management for Carpenter Creek Bridge and changing work to a full replacement from a deck replacement. B42876, that's a pedestrian bridge over US 41 at Washington Avenue. We had a public information meeting in November at Bossy High School, and we are currently still receiving comments and recording them. Any questions?
Okay. Any other questions, comments? No, thank you very much for giving us that update. So now, possibly we can go into the, got ahead of myself. Pam, if you could take us through the TIP amendment request. I don't think we're hearing you, Pam.
Thank you. Okay. Projects that are going to be amended into the 2020 to 2024 TIP. We're starting with various locations in the Vincennes District, bridge rehabilitation contract. Add the project to the TIP with preliminary engineering in 2022 for a total of $395,000, and construction in an outer year of the TIP, which will be about fiscal year 2025, for a total of $1.725 million. The project will be funded with 80% federal STBG funds and a 20% state match. The next is State Road 68 Bridge over Mill Creek. It's a bridge replacement project. Add the project to the TIP with PE in 2022 for a total of $181,000, and right away in 2024 for a total of $50,000, and construction in an outer year for a total of $1.613 million. A project again will be an 80-20 split. The next project is US 41 at Washington Avenue, an intersection improvement project. The request is to add the project to the TIP with PE in 2022 for a total of $154,000, right away in 2024 for a total of $234,000, and construction in an outer year for $1.265 million. Project again is an 80-20 split. Next is State Road 261 Bridge over an unnamed tributary north of State Road 66. It's a bridge construction project. The request is to add the project to the TIP with PE in 2022 for a total of $190,000, right away in 2024 for a total of $15,000, and construction in an outer year for $1.07 million. Again, 80-20 split. Next is various locations in Vandenberg and Pike counties, road reconstruction. Add the project to the TIP with PE in 2022 for a total of $1.691 million, and construction in outer years for a total of $15.342 million. Project will be funded 80-20 as well. Next is various locations on I-64. Small structure project. The request is to add the project to the TIP with PE in 2022 for a total of $335,000, and construction in outer years for a total of $2.733 million. And it's also an 80-20 split. Next, we have State Road 62 from Posey Vandenberg County line to Rosenberger Avenue, road reconstruction project with intersection improvements at Schutte Road, Wabash Avenue, and Stockwell Road. The request is to add the project to the TIP with PE in 2022 for a total of $5.169 million, right away in 2024 for $510,000, and construction in an outer year for $44.832 million. The project will be funded 80-20 as well. Next, we have State Road 62 at Baney Camp Road and at Red Bank Road, intersection improvements. Add the project to the TIP with PE in 2022 for a total of $1.03 million. Right away in 2024 for a total of $20,000. And construction in an outer year for a total of $7.168 million. And that's an 80-20 split as well. And the final project is various locations throughout the state, but it includes the Inner Lake State Recreational Area. It's a recreational trails project. The request is to add the project to the TIP with construction in fiscal year 2022 for PE in fiscal year 2022 for a total of $400,000, and construction in 2023 for a total of $232,000. The project will be funded with 80% federal recreation trails program funds and 20% state match.
A lot of projects. So are there any questions about any of the projects? If not, Carrie, once again, do we need to do a roll call vote because of this, or do we do acclamation?
Acclamation,
okay. So I would entertain a motion for approval.
This is Kelly, I move to approve.
Okay, and is there a second?
John Petkosek, second.
Is there any further discussion? If not, we would signify by saying aye for approval.
Aye.
Those who oppose? Okay, then it is approved. Okay, the next thing we have is the participation plan, and I think that's going to be a mayor taking us through the participation plan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The Evansville MPO has updated its participation plan. The plan was available for public comment for 45 days from November 19th, 2020 until January 4th, 2021. No comments were received, and the main update in the plan is the introduction of virtual options for public engagement.
So we are still looking for, we would be looking for an approval, a request for participation, these changes in the participation plan, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions in this regard? Okay, we'd entertain a motion for approval.
I make motions, Rick.
Okay, is there a second?
Sean Hayden, I'll second.
Okay, any further discussion? If not, signify approval by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
And then it is approved. The next thing we have, though, is informational. It's the draft of the 2022-2026 TIP program of projects. And Pam, can you take us through that, please?
Yes. So the next two items, we're going to be talking about the Transportation Improvement Program, as well as the Metropolitan Transportation Plan and a conformity. And before I go into each one of those individually, I thought I'd just do a brief description about what each of those documents are, in case we have anybody new on the committee that may not be as familiar with those documents. So starting with the Metropolitan Transportation Plan, the current one is the MTP 2045. It is a planning document with projects that are recommended to be completed in the next 20 years for the development of a regional transportation system that supports the goals and objectives as identified in that plan. The goals and objectives were created through a coordination and consultation process with state and local agencies, elected officials, advisory committees, and with public input. Because it is a planning document, the recommended completion times for the projects that are in the document are not year specific, but they're listed in time frames during which the project is recommended to be completed. The current timeframes that in the MTP are projects to be completed sometime between 2019 and 2025, between 2026 and 2035, and between 2036 and 2045. The plan's updated every 4 to 5 years so that the goals and objectives and recommended project lists can be reviewed given changing priorities and or any new information and or data. For example, the next plan will include the 2020 census data. The MTP 2045 does include a fiscal analysis to assure that the plan can be implemented based on estimated funding to be received and the estimated cost of the projects, but is not awarding any funding to any of the projects specifically. That is done with the development of the TIP. So the TIP is a transportation improvement program. It is a programming document that identifies the projects by phase, PE, right-of-way, construction, and then in Kentucky, we also include utility. It has costs and then identified funding sources for the projects that are in the MPO planning area. When an agency with jurisdiction over a project in the MTP, or the long-range plan, decides to move forward with a project, They identify the local funding for that project, apply for federal funding through a call for projects, and once approved for funding, request the project be added to the TIP. Projects using the MPO federal funding would go through the MPO's call for projects process, while projects using state federal funding would go through the appropriate state project prioritization process and get selected through that process. All regionally significant projects in the MPO planning area approved for federal funding must be listed in the MPO TIP. The local program included in the TIP is developed by the MPO in consultation with the local agency of jurisdiction, while the state programs are provided to the MPO by the state DOT. And this document is updated every 2 to 4 years. And the last document that's going to be discussed in the next two agenda items is the conformity document. The conformity document is completed for both the MTP and the TIP, and it documents that those two documents, the MTP and TIP, meet transportation air quality conformity requirements, considering a regional network, but it applies more specifically to Vandenberg and Warwick counties. So with that, I'll move on to the next agenda item, which is the draft fiscal year 2022-2026 program of projects. The listing
so,
of
Pam, just for a second, just for a second, are you going to take us through each one of these projects, or are you giving us an overview of this?
I'm just going to just give the overview. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So the in the packet we provided the draft program of projects. It includes the projects for both state DOT agencies. So we have the NDOT projects as well as the KYTC projects. And as discussed in my previous overview, it also includes the projects that received funding through the Evansville MPO. Also included are transit projects for both states and planning, the planning elements that are included for the Evansville MPO UPWP. So as we clarified, I'm not, the plan wasn't to go through each one of these projects. If you've had a chance to look at them and you do have a specific question that you'd like to ask today, I'm more than happy to try to answer that for you. But you have time to go ahead and continue to look through it and get with me if you have any other questions. The document itself, the overall document, is currently, we're scheduling a public comment period, which would be a 30-day comment period. Right now, we're looking at January 29th through March 1st. When we have the complete document, including the program of projects, as you have in your packet today, with any changes that I receive, when we're ready to go out for public comment, we will be emailing all of you with a link on our website to where you can go and look at that document and provide your comments during that period. But we're more than happy to address any questions that you may have today.
Okay, there's a lot of information, obviously, and this is the draft. This is what's being proposed between 2022 and 2026, correct? For all the activity.
That's correct.
Looking at it, okay. And obviously, we're gonna. So once again, the public comment period is between January 29th and March 1st, is that correct?
That's what we're looking at right now, yes. And we will send out notification when we've posted it, when we've nailed it down, and when the whole document itself is available.
And so you're really looking for written public comment, not necessarily having any type of public event or public meeting, correct?
Well, during that time frame, we're talking about having a virtual open house, an entire day in which the public or anyone can contact us and set up a time where they can ask the questions directly of staff members. Our office, you know, will be open throughout that 30-day comment period time frame. They can email, we'll provide an email contact information if they want to provide it that way. Also, they can call, you know, all those options. But we are planning a full day where people can schedule a time to contact us.
Okay. Are there any questions, comments? Because this is, right at the moment, this is just for informational purposes only. So are there any questions, comments that anyone would like to make?
Pam, this is Nate. It splits federal and local share. Is the local share the state match, or is that county, city, Did it go down that far?
So if you're looking at the list of projects where the sponsor is NDOT or KYTC, then the local share would be the state. We have the title of each of the LPAs. We have them separately. They're listed separately, so the City of Evansville has the City of Evansville list. So the local share would be the city's. Vanderburgh County should be separate, and it would reflect theirs, et cetera.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Any other questions? Okay, well, thank you. So that was just for the TIP. Do we have to do the same thing, did you do both of them with the amendment and the conformity document? You did that as well, correct?
No, I'm gonna go ahead and talk about that right now.
Let's do that.
All right, so the MTP 2045, which is the document that looks out and recommends projects between when it was completed, which was in 2019 through 2045, we have some changes to that document, in part based on the development of the TIP and the funding availability for projects in the TIP, as well as a result of the call for projects that the MPO held in development of the TIP. Primarily, they are changes to projects shown in the timeframes, as I discussed before, but we also have an addition to one of the projects in the TIP. So I'll just run through those briefly. Oak Hill Road from Lynch Road to Heckle Road, currently in our MTP, is in the 2019 to 2025 timeframe. The county split that project into two phases, and the section from Lynch Road to St. George Road is programmed for construction funding in fiscal year 2025. And that results in that project needing to move to the 2026 to 2035 timeframe in the MTP. The Telephone Road project from Bell Road to Fuquay is currently in the MTP for 2019 to 2025. The construction funding for that has been programmed in 2026. Therefore, that project needs to move to the 2026 to 2035 timeframe. Epworth Road is currently in the MTP is from 662 to Lincoln Avenue. When the project was put through our call for projects by the county, they proposed extending that project from Lincoln to all the way up to Frontage Road south of State Road 66. So this was an addition to the project that was in there. It's staying in the same time frame, which is 2026 to 2035 time frame, but we needed to add that section to the MTP. And then the last change in the MTP is with the Ohio River Crossing I-69 bridge. The project is currently in the 2019 to 2025 timeframe. With the reflection of the funding that has been proposed for the TIP, that project needs to move to the 2026-2035 timeframe.
And once again, this is just informational. You're not asking for any action at this point, correct?
I had a question about the first one, if I could. It's being split into two sections. Are both sections moving out to 2026 to 2035?
No, just the Lynch Road to St. George.
Okay.
Any other questions, comments?
The only other thing I will note is the public comment period for the TIP will also cover a comment period for these amendments to the MTP 2045 and then the conformity document that covers both.
Okay. And that will be reflected in what you'll send to us, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions, comments?
Sean, just a quick question on the Epworth project there in that last document going through. This 0.33 stretch, does it not justify its own project in and of itself?
Sean, we can hardly hear you if you can adjust your microphone.
Yeah, I got a bad set of earbuds on. Can you hear me now?
It's better, yes.
Okay. I was just asking if the 0.33 mile stretch there on Epworth could be a standalone project or is justified as such potentially given the traffic through there I'm surprised Deaconess isn't pushing for that.
Certainly, the MTP doesn't specify how the project moves forward by the jurisdiction when they select to do the project. So absolutely, the county could divide that corridor into different phases and develop them and construct them in different phases. We just identify that project is within that time frame.
Yeah, and my main reason for bringing it up was that time frame. As a separate project being moved up would be what I would be asking about.
The time that it takes to develop a federally funded project through our process, it's typically 4 years. In addition to that, there isn't any federal funding available for that project at this time, earlier than an outer year. We could work with the county if they wanted to move it forward, but we have other projects that are already in development that are using the money, and so there isn't enough available to cover that phase as well.
Understood. I just thought I'd throw it out there as a question.
Absolutely.
Any other questions, comments in that regard? If not, we're going to go on to other business. So I'm going to note a couple things in particular. You should have all received the meeting dates. So we're going to, our next meeting would be March the 11th. They're not going to be monthly meetings as we move forward. And so that will be March 11th. We'll get a notice out. But during that meeting, we'll have election of officers for during this. So you need to be thinking about that very thing. And this is a meeting you need to attend so that you don't not attend, so that we were looking at election of officers. So we need to do that. That would be March 11th. So from that standpoint. Okay. Is there any other business that needs to be brought forward before the committee? Are there any public comments that needs to be brought forth before the committee?
Hi, it's Rick. I wanted to mention and commend the MPO and their certification process. They certainly took forth a tremendous amount of effort and demonstrated that yesterday during their certification review and public comment. And I think they need to be acknowledged for their extra effort and diligence in doing so.
Thank you, Rick. Any other additional public comments? If not, entertain a motion for adjournment. Is there such a motion?
So moved.
Who moved? Who moved that? Was that John?
John so moved.
John P. moved that. Is there a second?
Matthew Bullock, second.
Matthew Bullock, second. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Chris.
Okay, no problem. Bye now.